It's been 5 years since Chef Mazen left his restaurant, Home, and many of his loved ones in the city of Homs in Syria. Mazen and his family spent most of those years in a refugee camp in Jordan, waiting for the U.S. to grant them asylum. At an art opening this month at Yale, WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke to Mazen as he watched footage of his hometown reduced to rubble.
Mazen and his wife stand before a flat-screen TV on a white pedestal. They see the skeleton of the home's skyline flash across the screen. Mazen's friend Mohammed Hafez curated this art show. Hafez translates as Mazen explains why these images brought back such difficult memories.
He's saying it's very sad and very devastating. We live here now, and we often forget what people are going through there. So we pray that God be with them and grant them patience.
Mazen is speaking under his first name to protect his loved ones in Syria. He says seeing the destruction of his city is emotional.
Yes, of course, this is similar to what we've seen, and it's very devastating, of course. The tears escape my eyes, but for the sake of securing my manhood, I have to protect myself from weeping.
He says even though seeing the artwork is painful, it's good that stories about Syria are being told.
He's saying, of course, nobody likes to look at devastation, but it's, of course, a great thing to do it in an artistic form to raise awareness and tell people what is going on and what people are going through there.
Mazen says although it's hard knowing he can't return to his hometown and his restaurant, he's thankful to be in New Haven with his family. They arrived here last year.
He's very glad that he moved here. Because he has secured the future of his kids. They came from very tough areas in the Middle East to countries that secure their future and their liberties in securing what they want to do in their life.
Mazen and his wife have a 15-year-old son, a 13-year-old daughter, and an 8-year-old daughter. They're all attending school in Connecticut. Mazen's taking English classes, too, so he can start his own catering business and work as a chef again.
It's not easy to start all over again, and he's still working on that, and he hopes to get back on his feet and doing what he's done back home. But it takes a lot of time learning English and getting acclimated to this new country.
His hope is to bring traditional Syrian cuisine to his new country. Hafez asked Chef Mazen to prepare a sweet Syrian dessert to serve with the bitter topic of the art exhibit, refugees' stories of lives, their dreams, and scars. Mazen serves a piece of yellow cake and starts to explain what's in it, but Hafez stops him.
Just in hint.
Mm-hmm. Don't give the entire recipe out now. That's your secret sauce.
This is a famous dish. It's called basbousa in Syrian, and it's got some coconut flour eggs. It's more of a pound cake, but with coconut in it.
Mazen says he and his family were nervous about coming to the U.S., but friends like Mohammed helped them settle in. They were most worried about his wife wearing her head cover, but she hasn't encountered any problems yet. Mazen says people have made Connecticut feel like home.
He loves the fact that everybody smiles, and he likes seeing people's smiles, and it gives him hope.
Hope, even during the winter in New England.
He could argue, you know, there are people that are not so cheerful, but in general, people are smiling. In general, you got to realize when you're socializing in Jordan with only Syrians after what they've gone through, chances are people are not smiling often. So when you see people smiling on a normal basis, it's a special event.
Hafez says people can learn more about stories of refugees in Jordan at his latest art exhibit. He's hosting a free screening of the documentary Salam Neighbor on Friday. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Salam Neighbor is showing this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Hearts Gallery in New Milford.